guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I've got a fun story that it actually changed halfway through. I was reading the article and I was in the back of my mind, I was going to say, hey, this is a perfect example of the old expression, show me a guy that's sleeping with a supermodel and I'll show you a guy that's tired of sleeping with a supermodel. Because, you know, women, especially the prettiest ones, seem to give you more and more and more crap the longer that you date them and the further that things progress. You know, and I said, okay, this is an interesting story. We've got a YouTube star, a gaming star, dumps the world's sexiest weather girl, but in my opinion, it's probably one of the sexiest girls on the planet. And what a cool story that he decides that gaming is more important than this gorgeous woman. And like a lot of guys were just like, wow, he's slaying it. Killer. Unbelievable he did this. But then reading down through the story, there was one paragraph that changed the entire narrative of the story. And it makes him like a hero, but it makes him a hero in a different way. So let me get recording and then we're going to read this article. Now, the funny thing is this young lady, her name is Yannette Garcia, and I looked, because if you look at her ratios, they are ridiculous. Like, she's got very good curves in all the right places, and every photo I saw of her, they're not shopped. And I saw a video of her because she's a weather woman show. So she did this for Mexico in Mexico City on Mexican TV. She did her live, and yeah, in video she looks just the same. So needless to say, she's a very healthy young lass. Let's read the story. I'm going to skip the paragraph that changes the story. And then when I go back and read it, you'll see how it changes things. It says, YouTube star dumps world's sexiest weather girl so he can spend more time playing Call of Duty. And all the nerds in the world are like, wait, no, what? Or hero. Says a professional video game player has dumped the woman known as the world's sexiest weather girl so he can spend more time playing Call of Duty. YouTube star Douglas Fazy Sensor Martin revealed in a new video that he dumped Yannette Garcia so he could focus his attention on the game full time. Garcia appeared to confirm on the news on Friday, tweeting that she was heartbroken. Now, this was from a couple years back. I know it's a little bit older story, but it's still a fun one, and I hadn't talked about it, and I wanted to talk about it. And like I said, I thought it was going to be a completely different story than it is. Martin, 23, filmed a 10-minute video to explain why he ended his 3-year relationship with the model and TV star. Now, if you look at this young guy, good looking, in another photo down below, you'll see he's actually pretty muscular. So he's not like your typical gamer, like gamer nerdy type guy. And here's a picture of her and him again. And so it says here, let's see. Yeah, let me pause there just for you guys, because, you know, I know how you are. But you can see he's muscular. He's in good shape. He's just not like some couch potato. Must have been for Christmas, obviously. So it says here, he says, I want to win a ring. I want to win a world championship. What I want in my life at this very moment is to compete in Call of Duty because I love it so much. I'm going to do whatever it takes to be a champion. Martin said he had to pick his poison of what he wanted to spend his time and focus on, and the video game won. There's only 24 hours in a day, and I just didn't have enough time to do what I needed to do. So he'd be like, wow, this dude picked video games over her. Crazy. And she says on here, I'm heartbroken. But let's go back and read over the section that they didn't bring up. And I skipped over. Let's see, right here. Yannette and I are no longer in a relationship with each other anymore. Martin began in the video, which has received more than 770,000 views. Yannette is an awesome girl. She deserves the best. She's beautiful. She's smart. She was an awesome girlfriend, he continued. All I know, or it says, I know I sounds weird when I'm saying this. I got to do what feels right for me. Martin revealed that he had flown all the way out to Mexico from New York 3 years ago to meet Yannette. They began dating and eventually moved in together in New York for a year. And here's the sentence that changes everything. But Martin said everything changed when Yannette decided to go back to Mexico City to pursue acting and modeling and return to her job as a weather girl. So it's not he that decided to break up with her. It's she that broke up with him by leaving and making it a long-distance relationship. And long-distance relationships never, ever work because either the guy meets has an opportunity to cheat or she does. And a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush is the old expression, meaning having something here is more valuable than something that's more, but you don't have it. So in other words, a girl would, you know, go out and have some fun, or a guy would go out and have some fun with an 8 or a 9 if their 10 is, you know, 5,000 miles away. And this is what he said. I supported her decision, Martin said. She wanted to be a supermodel, actress, chase your dreams. Life is too short. And that's when he said, I'm playing Call of Duty full time now, and she wanted to take a job opportunity. I didn't think it was going to be that difficult, but Martin found it harder to do a long distance relationship the second time around because he was spending so much time playing the video games. Back then, it was a lot easier for me to go out and see her, but now I have obligations. I'm on a contract. It's not like I don't want to do this. This is the career that I want. So obviously, I guess maybe he did attempt it. But the thing is this, that if it was really working out, while I talk, let me put it on a different photo. That's my thumbnail. That's a good one. We'll go with that one. If you're in a, if you're the guy that's dating her and things were going well and she really wanted to be with you, number one, she probably wouldn't have left to go pursue her career because I'm pretty sure you could work with a modeling agency in New York City if you really wanted to. To go back to Mexico City to try to model when you could model, and I don't think she'd have any problems in New York City because if you search her name and then hit images on the web search, there's thousands of them. So I cannot believe that she would not be able to model or become an actress or something here in the United States. She's got the looks for it. I mean, she could be another Sofia Vergara, who's my personal Latina favorite. So I don't understand why she left, unless she didn't want to be with him anymore. Perhaps she got bored. I don't know. And he didn't follow her down to Mexico or wherever she returned to in Mexico because either, I don't know, maybe he just felt like it wasn't really working out for him. I will tell you, most of the time when you date a woman that is like this, they're extremely high maintenance and they require a lot of effort from the guy. Why? Because she knows that if you don't put up with her crap, she knows that if you don't put forth maximum effort at all times, she can go, you, and she has a new boyfriend. That, you know, there's not, I mean, you know, I haven't gone on dates in a very long time, but if she came up to me and said, hey, you want to take me out to dinner Tuesday? Yep, I sure would. Again, I wouldn't be long-term dating or marrying her or anything like that, but, you know, I might have her babies or something like that. But the thing of it is, again, she's just a very attractive woman. You don't really typically say no to a woman like this, but you have to know there's going to be some challenge when you get someone like this because, again, you know, she's the type that can go basketball stars, movie stars, whatever, because of her looks. So, you know, at this point, maybe he felt like he was putting forth a lot of effort to try to keep this relationship going. And ultimately, what is the return out of this? Now, let's say, and I'll give you a good example. Let's say a woman like this says, you know what? I am biologically unable to interact with you in an adult way. In other words, the bedroom's just completely off the table forever. You'd look at her and you say, well, with her on my arm, it'd certainly be easier to pick up other women. Because talk about making it easy. When you walk in with her and you look at a girl that's maybe a little less and she sees you with a girl like this, she's going to say, hey, high value guy, right? But if that's off the table, you'd say, why would I jump through all these hoops? Well, after you've kind of been with someone a while and they make you jump through a lot of hoops, a lot of guys kind of say, it's good, but it's not worth all the hoops. And then when you realize to some degree it's like that with every woman, then that's where a lot of guys go, maybe I'm not so interested in dating anymore, or they have to throw it at me. They literally have to throw it because if I have to jump through a bunch of hoops for it, it's not worth it. So I thought this would be a fun story to share with you guys, and I hope you realize that there's always something under, because I think they wrote it the way they wrote it, with this headline because it's clickbait. Like, even I was like, oh, this is kind of an interesting story. I wonder what's up with that. But then when you realize, read it, you realize, oh, guy dating girl, you know, good looking guy who's Call of Duty champion player, dates incredibly beautiful woman. She decides she wants to move on with her career and it's going to be a super long distance relationship. She's probably going to end up leaving him anyway. And guy says, eh, nah, I guess I'll just follow my career instead of following with her. Not quite as an exciting a story. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you do, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I do have Patreon and Subscribestar down below. And don't forget to go check out my older videos as well. That's a great way to support the channel. And I got some fun topics out there. Guys, that's it. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, sometimes, sometimes the story is not quite what you think it is. And he's not going to chase her. And she kind of left him. And that's kind of what it boils down to. ¶¶